Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Welcome to the Woodbird Theater. We now present Off Book.
Off Book, the improvised musical podcast with Zach and Jess.
Oh, hi, hi, hello. Welcome to Off Book, the improvised musical podcast with Zach and Jess. That one is Zach Reno.
That one's Jessica McKenna. We got so much band, all the band that you can handle. We got Scott Hasrella, King of Pianists, Pianist of Kings.
We got Brett Morris, That Feeling When the Chord Hits.
We got Dana Wickens on the stickins, playing the drums as good as they come.
Okay, well, I guess we're having some people we have actually a deep and deep grudge and beef with that's lasted eons and eons.
Our mortal enemies.
Who are encroaching
on the musical improv space on their podcast.
Please welcome, I mean, two of the greatest of all time. The Doughboys, it's Nick Weiger and Mike Mitchell.
Hey.
Hi.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, we're, I mean, we're furious, but we're so happy to have you here.
Yeah, we're so mad.
Yeah.
We do believe in like full transparency here, and we do like to just make sure that we endear the audience to you immediately if they weren't already. We're clocking in at 42 minutes of setup. God bless them.
And that's the end of us being nice, because we have a strict policy of no one else sings songs on their podcast. We actually are mad when people have like intro music.
Yeah, I mean,
theme songs.
We were getting deeply mad when Lettuce Wrap was at its height, but we just didn't know how to. Your fandom is so intense.
We sat on our hands for that.
We didn't want to bring them. We didn't want to bring that Eye of Sauron towards us. But
right.
But now I don't know. It feels like you called us up by name, Mitch.
I mean, look. I think the best thing you guys could do is just let us try to be improvised musical podcast and see us fall on our face.
I mean, I was talking about this slightly before we started recording. Some of our shows with you are truly some of my favorite Off Book, both experiences and shows of all time.
I have a reason for
God
that.
God bless you for saying
that. I have a reason why that happens is like,
okay,
you and Jess are both like, we got to step up our game.
Yes.
The fact that you think that Jess and I sort of mediate our effort at all at this point is truly generous of you.
If I were you guys, I maybe just the whole setup. It's cool what you guys do. The setup is worth it. It's cool for what you do. I probably would have just gone anti-mask and said, come in and record.
I mean, we were starting to lose the thread a little bit before we, because this is like, this is, I don't know, the 3.5 version of us doing it virtually.
Yeah.
And
notably the most complicated version of Dungeons and Dragons. Jessica, go on.
I'm very happy that someone's in a car going, woo. I know that we have enough crossover of Off Book and D&D, but it was like the very early stages did feel very, very, very weird. And now this has started to, this is a lot easier, but it still is a massive thing. And especially with like two guests to be like, okay, well, we're going to troubleshoot. It's definitely a lot, but we did our first outdoor little played live together.
Wow. Thank you everyone who came in and streamed the fire pit fireplace jamboree with us.
How exciting.
That was us figuring out how to do it. And it was fun and exciting, and we'll hopefully do it again.
I have a question though for you guys. Will you ever be in the room together ever again as long as you live? Right. I feel like
Mitch is never coming back.
Mitch
to
is
Los
never
Angeles.
Coming back to Los Angeles.
Yeah. Nick doesn't want to meet up. I mean, there's a lot of factors why we wouldn't get together, but outdoors is fun. I feel like for Doughboys, if we try to do an outdoor thing, I feel like there'd just be like a swarm of flies around us constantly.
I don't know, like a Doughboys picnic episode feels great.
Oh wow.
I mean, for us it was like, oh man, it was like so nice to play music in the same place. But for y'all, you have a, like, you often in the before times would meet up and get the meals together.
Yes.
So even by recording separately, you're not getting rid of like some of the camaraderie.
Well, I mean, that would often be an event. Like Mitch and I would have like, hey, the two of us and our guest are going to go to Shakey's Pizza. We're going to have lunch at Shakey's Pizza. Then we're going to go to Mitch's place and then we're going to record an episode. And then we'll go to the Cloak and Dagger to unwind afterwards. It was like, and all that is gone.
Oh my God.
All of that is gone for different reasons.
All of that's gone. There's a TV show that hasn't been canceled yet against all odds. It's just renewed.
I gotta say, Nick and I have been talking. We're gonna try to do some Cloak and Dagger. We're gonna try to do like a picnic thing with the Cloak and Dagger.
Kind of an outdoor event. Stream on Twitch.
If any of you don't know what's going on, Google it. We can't get into it.
We can't. I mean, we would have if we didn't spend 42 minutes on setup, but we can't. And not just because everyone who listens to this knows me, but Hard Pivot, you guys raised so much money for charity.
Yeah, congratulations.
Congratulations.
Wow, what
was your favorite hour?
The ending. Great question. Yeah, the end. Honestly, the end was great because we knew the finish line was in sight. We had a surge in donations because people were just trying to get it to the Restaurant Workers Community Fund and overwhelming support from our listeners.
For anyone that doesn't know, sorry, real quick, you guys did was it 25 hours?
25 hour Twitch stream, continuous. And Mitch and I each had a breather period where one of us was trying to get some rest off camera.
People thought I was dead.
Yeah. You insisted on having a camera on you while you were sleeping.
That's right.
And you were motionless, face down.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And not stirring at all. It was really, really unsettling.
Wally and Irma were biting at my cats. Wally and Irma were like biting at my body.
Hey guys, can I ask you a question?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, what's up?
How do you sleep?
Well, I've always wondered that, but it also recently occurred to me that like, there's a solution for people that have always wondered how they sleep, but don't know.
Well, I was going to say maybe we all take turns staying up at this sleepover because I go to sleep on my back, but I always wake up downstairs in my dad's Lazy Boy.
You want us to like watch you sleep and then we'll take turns watching there's four of us this sleepover.
We'll
you want to take turns watching the fourth one sleep.
Yeah.
That would be cool as heck. I've never seen myself sleep before.
Yeah, like I know I could set up a camera, but I'd rather have my three dear friends.
I don't know, guys. I don't want to get in trouble.
Jimmy,
we're supposed to sleep.
We're all going to sleep.
We don't sleep.
Jimmy, we're going to sleep just in turns. Listen, here's what you got to know about sleepovers. Bros watch each other sleep. That's the bro code. When a bro goes to sleep, the other bros got to know. So they watch each other sleep.
Bros watch each other sleep. If they make a peep, then their bros knows to tell the other bros about the peep they heard.
Bros watch each other snooze. You know you got to choose. or else you're gonna lose that friendship you worked so hard for. Bros, they sleep all tight together, they remain friends forever, and then later on they are holding each other and all catching C's at the same time.
Bros watch each other sleep.
Bros watch each other sleep.
Bros, I'm gonna watch you sleep, and hopefully you don't make a peep. And Jimmy, I mean, wet your bed, 'cause we seen it before, it's gonna happen again.
It's so vulnerable, what do I do when I close my eyes? And I don't even know, so I need my bros to help me realize.
And Jimmy, I know you've been working on bedwetting.
It's a journey.
But after this, you won't be regretting. Because right before you take a leak, your bros will see and take a sheet and say, hold on, bros, don't you leak. Because we
are bros, watch each other sleep. Bros, watch each other sleep.
We'll keep your hand out of that hot, hot water so you don't have to change the sheets. Watch each other sleep. We should draw straws for who's gonna sleep first. And also, I guess this sort of depends on one of us being able to sleep when the other three are watching. Although Jimmy seems to be really sort of charging
Jimmy,
into the lead.
Jimmy
here.
Seems Jimmy, really ready.
Jimmy, get that Mountain Dew out of your hand.
Oh, sorry, I'm just gonna catch some sleep here.
All right, dude. Good night.
Good night, Jimmy.
Okay, now we watch. First of all, so efficient. How fast Jimmy went to sleep.
Immediately.
Because, like, Spencer?
Yeah?
I don't think you could fall asleep that fast.
No way could I... Not that fast.
How fast do you think you could fall asleep?
And Walter? I don't think you could fall asleep that fast.
Oh, yeah? Watch this.
Okay,
wait, hold on.
Wake up, Walter. Walter, wake up. Jimmy's turn to sleep. I mean, first of all, you proved me wrong emphatically and quickly.
But we got to watch Jimmy. That's the whole point. We got to watch Jimmy.
He's getting up. Here he goes.
What time is it?
It's two minutes after you fell asleep.
How long was I out for?
Two minutes.
Maybe. Probably less.
Probably way less.
Why is your skin glowing? You look so...
Wait, Jimmy, do you only sleep for that short amount of time?
Yeah, how long do you guys sleep for?
Like seven to nine hours.
What?
7 to 9 hours.
7 to 9 hours, Jimmy.
When do you do your homework?
Before dinner and after my after school activities.
How long do you spend on homework?
7 to 9 hours.
Jimmy, whoa.
I'm trying to get into college.
You must have Miss McGregory. I hear she gives a load.
Yeah.
Oh,
I'd say that again.
Wait, did you just say Miss McGregory?
Miss McGregory's always dumping a hot load of homework on me, and I can't even
handle it. Walter, you freaking said that.
I can't believe what I just said in front of all my real good friends. Miss McGregory gives a load. They're gonna think that I'm a toad. What a doof. I'm a doof. I'm a big old dummy doof. And a goof. And a goof. I've embarrassed myself again.
Remember when Walter was at the school play? And then he said, is the teacher my mommy today? Walter's a doof. He's always saying doofy things in front of class. And then sometimes he doesn't wear pants and we can see his big white ass.
What a doof.
What a doof. A doof and a goof and a goof and a doof.
What a doof.
Doof. A doof and a goof and a goof and a doof.
One time, Walter, we were supposed to drive him home, and he got in my mom's car, and she had just been sitting alone, and he said, who farted? But it had to have been my mom.
stupid goof. Now I gotta make one thing clear. My mom was never here. She walked away when I was born. So all those mom issues you brought up, that's the reason why I'm a goof and a doof and a motherless no good doof.
Oh, Walter.
Walter.
Wow, man. That's...
Yeah. I know that.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Listen, that's... it was funny when you said that Mrs. McGregory dumped a hot load. That... Yeah. I was ready to make fun of you for that. But now...
That
now
one
like...
was funny in its own way because it's like, I'm thinking of like Miss McGregory taking a big old like twosie on my math homework. But... Right. The ones that like me and Jimmy brought up that were mom related, I'm now going to siphon those off into a different area that are like too close to home. You
bros got to be able to make fun of each other in a playful way. But bros also got to understand when they're treading on like when they're treading on past trauma.
Yeah, like like I just am like now that I know that I'm never going to make light of any mom moment around you again, dude. And like that knowledge has empowered me.
Oh, no, it's guys, it's cool. I mean, my mom is still around. I see her occasionally. She just doesn't really like me that much.
Right. She notably, though, ignores you whenever, like, for me, though, that makes it harder and worse.
Yeah, it is weirder. You know, honestly, the thing that upset me most is that you guys have all seen my big white ass. I didn't mean for that to happen.
Yeah, I mean, you should have wore pants to school. Yeah. It's a doof move.
You did the nightmare thing, but in real life, and it wasn't a dream.
But honestly, Walter, I'm like with you. Do you guys remember the time that I wore khaki swim trunks? And I like thought that they looked cool and like I was ready to go on safari. But like as soon as they got wet, they were basically like clear.
Yeah. We could basically see
we saw it.
And like, I don't know what's better or worse. Like, better to see. Like,
no, yours is worse.
Yeah,
because
it's like, and I spent the whole day like that. Like, we only saw your white ass for like a couple minutes or something. I was at a full pool party in essentially just a skin suit.
Yeah.
I also got to say that a part of the reason I don't want to sleep in front of you guys is because of my nightmares. I get those nightmares and I get confused. I wake up and I go to school with no pants. You know, it feels like my nightmares are coming over into the real world. And I don't want to see me freak out. Your bro, Walter, the strong one.
Walter, but that's exactly why this sleep experiment is the best idea we've ever had. Because we can watch you sleep. And as soon as you start to get real freaked out, we can, you know, wake you slowly. We can like talk to your sleeping self, maybe unlock what's so scary in your dreams.
And also like we got to round out each other's stuff. Like Walter, you're the strong one. And Jimmy, you're the smart one. Or I thought maybe you're just spending just so many hours working on school, but that's a kind of intelligence in its own way. And Spencer,
I'm the chef.
You're the chef. And I've never told any of you my name, and I never will.
And no name.
I'm the mysterious one.
You're the mysterious one, man. You're definitely the Raphael to my Michelangelo to their Leonardo and Donatello.
We're like, you know what we are?
The turtles?
Well, I was going to think of a different property, but I guess we are like the turtles.
No, I want to know what... No name, tell me what you were going
to
say.
I guess we're like many different properties when it comes down to it.
Yeah.
We could
all
be...
All the famous quartets.
Bunch of turtles with bandanas over our eyes, with holes cut out for our eyes, so we can achieve the prize of teamwork and friendship. It's clear to me I resonate with that property. But also, we're like the Power Rangers, each a different part. Someone is the breastplate of the robot that protects the heart. Someone's the arms, someone's the legs, but it's clear to see I also resonate with that property.
And we could be Scrooge McDuck and Huey Louie and...
Yeah.
Another famous foursome. 1, 2, 3, 4. We could also be the Beatles. They hold up the score.
And don't forget the Ghostbusters. They chase down those ghosts. And Beetlejuice and that family, well, he's the ghost with the most. There's also more for people that I can't think of now, but I'm sure that I will.
weekend, guys?
What?
You ever stay up late and watch a little pay cable that you're not supposed to see?
Oh, yeah.
I was watching pay cable, hoping to see a titty.
Yeah.
And what I saw was the series Sex in the City. I think that we could be the four of those girls. Samantha, Miranda, Sarah Jessica Parker, and the one who doesn't have curls.
No name. She's like the no name of their
group. Like the no name.
Yeah.
No curls.
Charlotte?
Yeah.
Yeah, Charlotte.
Okay.
No name. Why do you know everything?
Because deep in my heart, I think I've always wanted a name.
Wow.
So maybe just call me Charlotte.
Charlotte.
Because I resonate with that property. Also Voltron and Street Shard's property.
It's four.
Also Brave Little Toaster property.
And four. The Simpsons, if you don't include Maggie, the baby.
Yeah.
Clear to see we resonate with that property.
Boys. Boys.
Oh, shit.
Boys, it's lights out, Jimmy. When I said you could have your friends over, I said lights out at 10:05.
Sorry, Mom. I told you we were going to get in trouble for staying up.
Sorry, Jimmy's
sorry,
mom.
Jimmy. Sorry,
we were just
Jimmy.
Trying to support each other and find out what we were liking, what we were like when we were asleep. So we actually did, someone did go to sleep before 10:05, which I understand is a technicality, but...
Jimmy, yeah. Did you already get your 2 minutes?
Yeah, I got my sleep.
Wait, and Jimmy's mom... You know about the 2 minutes?
Well, sure. Every growing boy needs 2 minutes. What? Jimmy's dad and I only sleep for 45 seconds, but Jimmy's still growing, so he gets 2 minutes, and then it's back to choring.
Your whole family is wild, Jimmy.
Yeah, Jimmy, what the hell?
Hey, Jimmy. Jimmy, make sure that if the boys need a snack or a drink, they don't go to the fountain in the backyard.
Yeah, you guys got to stay out of that fountain. That's for us only.
Okay, so no drinking from the fountain in the back of the backyard.
Hey, Walter. Hey, Spencer. Can I talk to you real quick?
Yeah.
Here's the thing. Everyone knows fountains are normal and would never lead to anything sort of wild and magical. But
yes,
when they mention that fountain in the back, all I want to do is figure out what's the deal with that fountain.
Me too. Also, like... Most fountains in the backyard, I wouldn't drink from anyway. So the warning to not drink from a fountain is...
Because a fountain in someone's backyard implies like not a drinking fountain.
No, like
we're
a rock
like
formation.
A garden fountain.
Like maybe there's fish in it. Boys?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think you're all kind and good. Good night.
Good night, Jeez. Mom.
Good night.
What was that?
That was bizarre.
I don't know what to do with that. I mean, Walter, I saw you got like a little teared up, and honestly, I'm happy that maybe a mother figure is resonating with you in that way.
It is helpful.
Yeah, sorry, Walter.
Gotta say, Jimmy, I got a crush on your mom. I gotta tell you.
Yeah, Jimmy.
Walter, you said what we're all thinking. You said what we're all thinking.
Jimmy's mom? Well, she's got it going
on. Yeah.
Jimmy's mom has a great career and a brain to match.
Also, did you see she was totally rocking that jumpsuit? Jimmy's mom, I heard that she is working on a novel.
She's a mom I want to hug.
Guys,
that's Jimmy's mom.
My mom.
She's got it going on.
That's my mom.
She's got a
Jimmy's mom.
Guys, that's my mom.
She's got it going on.
That's my mom.
And when she gets it going on, it goes on and on and on and on and on and on and on.
Jimmy's mom has got it going on.
She comes down at the right time with a plate of snacks, and I look at her and I say she's a snack, 'cause she is. She looks good to me, and she makes me feel real good. You know, I just wanna hug her.
She was the first mom in carpool with an electric car. She's always thinking down the road, as far down the road she's looking oh so far.
She's doing community service. She spends her days off to teach. She helps our unhoused neighbors via community outreach. bitch.
And also she looks real good.
Also she's fucking hot as hell.
That's my mom.
And I think it might have something to do with that big old magical well in the backyard.
Jimmy's mom got it going on.
That's my mom.
She's got a
Jimmy's mom.
Guys, that's my mom.
She's got it going on.
No, guys, that's my mom.
Jimmy, admit, you got a crush on her too. Your mom's looking good, even to you. It's an Oedipus complex going on. Jimmy, admit, you got a crush on your mom.
Say it, Jimmy.
I would never say such a thing. That's against what I believe. But I guess in a hypothetical, I could make my mom my bride.
Yeah, I mean, like...
Yeah, like, you know.
She got a body that refuses to quit.
Mm-hmm. It's that Back to the Future scenario, Jimmy.
Yeah,
I mean, your mom looks good.
Yeah.
Anyways, is she going to bring us down snacks? I guess lights out. So.
And what's the deal with that fountain? Do you know? If you know, you have to tell us because we're broke.
Guys, you can't drink out of the fountain, okay? It's a simple rule.
We normally wouldn't drink out of the fountain. It probably like goes into fish or something in like a
pond. Or has like some low amount of moss at least.
Well, then I shouldn't ever tell you more than once, okay? We're just not going to drink out of the fountain and we're going to drop it. I mean, I can drink out of it, but you guys can't.
Why would you drink out of it?
Why can't you drink out of it?
What?
It doesn't. You just already said you don't want to. So why are we even having this conversation?
Well, I didn't want to until you said that you did it. Now I do want to. Like the time that you got the Blue Eyes White Dragon Yu-Gi-Oh card, and I didn't care about it before, but now I do care. And when I think about it, the Blue Eyes White Dragon feels like a sort of Aryan-influenced fantasy property.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want it now.
Yeah.
Also, we could have all been Yu-Gi-Oh characters earlier, I'm realizing.
That's a property I resonate with.
We should have.
Because I feel like I'm a king of games. I feel like I'm an Egyptian king of games trapped in a sphere.
I also thought about taking it just like super, super elemental and literally like the elements, you know?
Which one are you?
Oh, yeah.
I think I'm the earth, you know, because I'm the chef. And that's where
food comes. You're earth, you're the chef. The smartest element is probably...
Air.
Because
it's like erudite.
No, guys, I'm water.
Oh,
I'm water because I wet the bed.
Because of the fountain we can't drink.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, you're water. No name, you're probably wind because mysterious. And Walter, you're fire.
You're the strongest element. That's fire.
Yeah, you're fire.
That was a fun, easy one. Hey, no name and Walter, can I talk to you for a second?
First of all,
it's cool that I'm fire.
I feel like I just want to say it again. I'd like it if you all called me Charlotte now.
Sorry. Char.
It's okay.
Char.
Straight to Char. I love it.
The one with the most traditional values. Can I ask you guys a question?
Yeah.
Do you remember? Okay, I know that this year, Walter, we're all in the same class. Freaking Jimmy has Miss McGregor. Okay. But do you remember last year when we all had Miss Schechter and when she was like meeting us on the first day of school, she said to Jimmy, wait a second, you look just like a boy I taught 50 years ago.
Oh,
yeah. She said that. And then she stared out the window and a crow slammed into the window and died.
Yeah,
I remember
that
because I mostly think about the crow, but the events leading up to the crow.
And Jimmy was totally like, oh, I just have one of those faces. But he also looked like kind of nervous. And then also, I feel like that crow, when I looked back at the class, like Jimmy's hand was like up, like he was like controlling it or something.
Yeah.
Jimmy, care to weigh in?
Hey, guys, I know you guys are having a little sidebar, but I was just thinking of another IP we all could be.
Yeah?
The Count Basie Big Band. You know, that contemporary band we're all into?
Wait, like the Count from Sesame Street?
What are you talking about?
No, not the Count from Sesame Street. I mean, maybe, yeah, sure, like if we want to go there, we could say like Dracula and... you know, Frankenstein, you know, those hit movies that are at those hit silent movies that we've all seen.
What, Jimmy, are you talking about?
What is Jimmy talking about?
Does he know all this old stuff? And why can't you drink out of the fountain in the back of the backyard?
Find out when we return to the second half of...
Sleep over and over and over again. The musical.
Welcome back. When we last left the boys, Spencer, Jimmy, Walter, and Charlotte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crow portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
They were all watching each other sleep to discover more about themselves and picking at the mystery surrounding Jimmy and his strange sleep habits and family.
What will happen when we return to these boys bonding? Find out in the second half of Sleep Over and Over and Over Again, the musical.
Just open the window. We can sneak out on the roof and use the bed sheets to get down to the back garden.
I got the window. I'm the strong one, remember?
Wait, I was thinking that we could just go through the downstairs.
Whoa.
No, let's still go through the window. Because
we should go through the downstairs so we can stop by the kitchen.
Wait, I got an idea. My mom... Sorry, Walter. My parental figure always has to call ahead and say that I have a sleepwalking problem.
Wait,
so I'll
hold
just...
on. Sorry, are we not allowed to say mom anymore?
I don't know. I just didn't know if it was like going to be... I was just trying to be nice for Walter.
No, that's very protective. I'm just like, Walter, do you not want us to say mom or sort of acknowledge moms or just like be careful the way that we react to you when you have a reaction to moms?
Honestly, just don't mention my really white butt. That's what I'm the
Got
most self-conscious about.
Got Spencer, it. Back to you.
I was just thinking that if I wanted to pretend like I was sleepwalking, then Jimmy's mom wouldn't even stop me and I could walk out the back door.
But how does that get all of us out there? And Jimmy,
well,
you're
then
the
I'll
smart
just
one,
drink
help
the
us
fountain.
Get a plan.
Well, I don't know why you guys want eternal life so bad anyway.
What?
I freaking knew it.
I freaking knew
it. I can't believe you'd have us over for a sleepover the same week we started freaking reading Tuck Everlasting, you noob.
Yeah.
Look, the moral of that book is that you want the sweet release of death. You want that finality on the horizon.
We haven't gotten there yet. We haven't gotten there yet, Jimmy.
Well, spoiler alert, I've read it dozens of times. Because you know what else? I've been in the same grade for 80 years.
Whoa.
Is that what you want?
Yeah.
Is that the life you want?
How old are you?
Grown pubes. Have you grown pubes?
How old are you? How old are you?
Have you grown pubes?
Have you grown pubes?
I'll never grow no pubes. That's the life I lead. I'll never grow no pubes. When you cut me, I don't bleed.
What?
I'll never have armpit hair. That's the life I chose. I'll never grow a beard. I have a normal nose.
Are you immortal or do you never age? You said you don't bleed, but more importantly, do you have pubes?
I have no pubes. I can't be killed. I am one who walks the earth, forever searching for that release that death can bring. But I'll be here until the sun burns out. I'll
be here until the universe winks into a single dot. And what I will not have is what all you have got. A big old plume of pubes.
Never, 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 never gonna grow pubes. Never, 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 never gonna grow pubes.
I'm sorry, Jimmy.
Yeah.
I didn't think about the consequences of really living forever. At first I thought, it's great, but to never even grow pubes?
Yeah.
It's not worth it.
Guys, I have an admission. I can't grow
pubes. Did you say an admission or an admission?
Did you say an omission?
I have an omission. Something I left out my whole life. I haven't told you guys.
Okay.
I can't grow pubes either.
What?
Well,
wait,
are you sure?
Because it might just hasn't happened yet.
Yeah.
I got a well in my backyard. A fountain, I guess.
Wait, are you also living forever? You're just much better at hiding it?
No,
now that I think about it, oh no, what were you saying? No,
honestly, the fountain in my backyard, you can't grow any hair. It's the only thing that happens from it.
But you have hair on your head. Yeah. Did you like rub
the fountain water? Is it a wig?
Is it a wig or is it where the fountain water touches, you'll never grow pubes? And that's why your white ass was so white.
Look, also, I'm not 100% sure if this is how it works, but I got into the fountain waist level and I haven't grown pubes. So I'm just
okay. Walter,
what about leg hair? Yeah.
Walter, I think your thing's different, man. I think you just need to give it time.
Wait, I have an emission.
Like something cars shouldn't have?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's mine. I make smog.
You gotta follow Jimmy's mom's lead and get yourself an electric car.
Yeah.
Wait, you make smog, Charlotte?
Yeah, from my motorbike.
Oh.
Whoa.
It comes right out of me via the motorbike. You see what I'm saying?
Guys, I have an intermission.
Whoa.
Okay, you want us to come back in like a bit?
Yeah, let's have these pizza rolls right now.
Yeah. It's so nice of your mom to stock pizza rolls, Jimmy.
Yeah, they're hot.
Oh, careful. Yeah, you gotta be careful. Man, I hate when I just squeeze molten goo in my mouth. Ow.
Wait, hold on. Hold on.
What?
There's a tweet here.
Ow.
Wait, there's a tweet here. Hold on. No, I'll probably think of it later.
Oh, man, they're so good, though.
They're so good. Hey, question. If you could have any snack,
yeah,
as much as you want,
uh-huh,
for the rest of your life, which I guess is complicated for you, Jimmy, because that means it almost becomes a punishment for you.
Yeah, good point.
Like, what would it be? And is it what I'm thinking, which is puffed water lotus seeds?
Puffed water
lotus
seeds?
Yeah.
What?
Have you not heard about these puffed water lotus seeds?
Just a flower floating along. Who'd have thought it could pop into this song? So delicious, low calorie, in a nice bag. When you open it up, it's not a drag. Water lotus seeds.
Puffs.
Come to water lotus seed, come to me, deliciously.
And one day little Charlotte Paper was sitting all alone, wishing for a snack that he could call his own. So he took a little crayon and he started to draw. And by the time he finished, he had eaten them all.
Seeds, you think of popcorn, it's similar to popcorn, because when you think about it, it's like the kernel of a plant. You inflate it with heat, but it's not corn. It's a water lotus, and it's not a kernel. It is a seed.
Water. I wish I had a mom to give me these great snacks. I gotta go on my own and fill up a big old sack of water loaded seeds puffs instead of Slim Jims and beef jerky.
Water loaded seeds.
I wanna eat puffs.
My friend Hans introduced them to me. These water lotus seeds, so delicious and low calorie.
Shh, guys, Jimmy's asleep. And that, I think that was like at least 2 minutes. He's still asleep. Wait. I can't. We didn't ask him like any questions about the things he's lived through or seen.
He said he's been alive for 80 years. So, hey. Like, he lived through Y2K.
Hey, Jimmy.
Huh? What?
Jimmy, you slept for 3 minutes.
Wow. Oh, man.
How did it feel, man?
You know, it's. You know how we go to sleep and you just kind of see all of time at once? It's always just kind of overwhelming.
No.
No, that's not how it is for us.
No.
Wait, Jimmy, were you born immortal, timeless, or did you live the life of a normal 10-year-old boy and then your family found this fountain and you've been stuck at 10 since then?
No one even answered my question about what snack you would ask forever.
Well, you answered and your answer was really good and, you know, kind of derailed.
Okay. I was going to say Cracker Jacks because that was my favorite snack when I was 10 years old. And normal.
Okay, so it was that version.
Yeah, it's the latter one. It was the one where we found the fountain and then built a house.
Oh, okay.
Jimmy, you're like a mediator because you answered my question and Spencer's question at once, and now I'm not mad at Spencer anymore.
And I didn't know I should have been mad at you, Charlotte.
Yeah.
Well, look, I've been navigating these kinds of relationships.
Oh!
For
Jimmy!
80 years.
Well, are we your favorite trio of friends you've had yet? You must have seen so many trios of bros come and goes.
Oh, all the trios of bros I've had in my life.
Did you meet D'Artagnan and the Musketeers?
Yeah, D'Artagnan was cool. Boy, so many guys I know. The best size for a friend group is 4.
Yeah!
Yeah!
And friendship is always worth fighting for.
Yeah!
But when you assemble your clique of bros, you gotta make sure they're on the same page, or else they will become foes. You need a smart one. You need a dumb one. You need a strong one that can be overlapped. You need a personable one. And you need, of course, the enigma, the mystery guy. You wanna know what's inside of his head, 'cause he acts like a spy. That's the perfect bro crew.
Sorry, I couldn't help notice he didn't say
chef.
Oh, yeah, you need a chef.
Okay, good.
Chef was, chef was like the one with personality.
Oh, that's
kind of, that's kind of a flex.
Strong
slot.
One and the dumb one. Yeah. Those can be the same. The personable one is also a chef.
If that's their game.
Yeah.
And there is the mysterious one. You want to hang out with him. But you use the word enigma, but it's like the same. We get it's him.
Yeah.
Have balance, like the food that you eat. You can't only eat pizza rolls, water, lotus seeds, or sweets.
Nutrition is a thing that's changed over the course of my eternal life.
Oh yeah?
There used to just be four food groups, like the bros we are.
What were they?
Grains.
Okay. Grains are like trees, right?
Kinda.
Okay, good.
Dairy.
Dairy's like cows, right?
Sure, yeah, that's right. Fruits and vegetables.
Oh, that's back like trees, right?
Like little kinda. Trees.
And finally,
if a tree gets too big, it's a grain. Sorry, what was the last one?
Meat.
Oh, cows
that's
again.
That's like cows.
Yeah.
So it's basically
cows and trees.
All food is cows and trees.
Boil it down, it's basically cows and trees.
Like a perfect group of friends.
Yeah.
You get a couple of cows and a couple of trees. That's all you need.
That's all you need.
That's all you need. Are you the cow or are you the tree?
Fellas?
Yeah.
Rose? I feel like in the end, we didn't need to watch each other sleep to learn about each other. You know, yeah. Like.
Although I do now have a question about the bedwetting. If you've been alive for, like, I wonder if it's maybe actually because you're old or because your body is like.
Or do you even bedwet? Or is that like a lie you use to avoid sleepovers?
To make you seem normal like a kid.
I wet the bed, guys. It's not a lie. Well, I'll do it right now.
That's
well,
not what it is. If you do it right now, that's not.
I'll show you.
No, why are you peeing on the. No, this is not the
see,
same.
There you go. Look.
No, it's not.
Jimmy,
you have to sleep
Jimmy,
there.
Boys, didn't I say lights out about 27 minutes ago? Boys.
Sorry,
yes,
Jimmy's
mom.
Boys.
Jimmy's mom.
Boys. Stop salivating over me. I have the grace of women over 80 years. I understand. I've learned and taken trends from every generation, and I'm sort of an unreachable amount of hot because I've been informed by so many different types.
Can I ask you a question?
Of course.
Will you marry me?
Oh my gosh. Jimmy, what did I
I'll work hard to give you the
sorry,
life
Mom.
You deserve.
I'm sorry, Mom.
No, Jimmy, it's okay, sweetheart. It's not your fault. It's not your fault I have an unattainable magnetism. No, sweetheart, I will not marry you. I'm married to Jimmy's dad. And, well, till death do us part is still a long ways away. Gotta wait for that sun to explode. I assume you told them, Jimmy.
Yeah,
If we got to the stage where you're about to pee on the ground to prove that you wet the bed, then that's usually when we know that the current bro crew knows the secret.
Yeah, you've seen this happen a few times.
I've seen this happen a few times.
Hey, Mom.
Yeah?
I have a question. It's not if you'll marry me.
Okay.
Why did you freeze me as a child for all eternity? Why did you not let me mature into a man before I drank from that unholy fountain?
Sweetheart, you don't remember?
No, I guess I don't.
Whoa.
It was 1941.
Incredible math. I can picture it. 1941, 80 years ago
the
to the day.
The Dust Bowl was raging through Oklahoma, and we were searching for a little drink. And before I could stop and take a pause to think, I said, let's one and all take a sip. I didn't stop to think, why is there a rock fountain in the middle of the desolate plains? I didn't stop to think, would we ever be the same?
But like, you probably would have died in the Dust Bowl if you hadn't.
I don't know. Have have you guys really learned about it yet? I mean, it was very serious, but it wasn't like a real threat in that moment. It was just we were quite thirsty.
It was very dangerous in the Dust Bowl.
It's more of a drought that caused occasional dust flurries and sort of a...
And food
from poor
was
agricultural
scarce.
Practices. Yes, yes.
And you could starve.
Yeah, yes, definitely.
And dehydration will generally kill you before you starve.
I didn't stop to think, why is it glowing?
You probably would have died.
I didn't stop to say, why does it know my name?
I'm going to take your life.
I didn't stop to think, why or now I can see through all of time that we never be the same.
Can I ask two questions?
Sure.
Number one, were you always this hot, or did you change the way you looked over time?
That's my mom.
And if so, maybe Jimmy can grow pubes and it'll be fine.
I haven't always been this hot.
Okay.
Some of it is an eternal inside glow and 80 years of working on myself. I didn't stop to think, will my son have pubes? I didn't stop to think, what it do to you? We were thirsty and water was there. I should have stopped. It doesn't mean I don't care. I'm sorry that you'll be over and over again, my little boy, forever stuck at 10. And then, yes, Charlotte, I guess, what's your question?
Are you sure you won't marry?
Oh my gosh. Is this the dumb one? Or did you double up dumb and strong?
This is the mysterious one.
Oh, mysterious. This is the mysterious one? Oh, jeez. Mystery is really leaving kids these days. No, sweetheart, I will not marry you again.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure that I had fully shot my shot.
Yeah. I didn't stop to think. Didn't stop to think. So, you know, sometimes you just find a drink and you go for it. And I'm sorry. We can stop drinking. You know, we've never stopped drinking from the fountain. We don't know if we immediately zoom to the age we're supposed to be or if it would happen slowly.
Right. Because you don't want a scenario where you stop and you like turn to dust because all the years catch up with you real
fast. I'm really personally trying to avoid a dust scenario. So, but
dust really factors into your story a lot. The Dust Bowl.
Yes. Honestly, thank you. Okay, so
turning into dust.
Jimmy's mom. If you turned to dust, I'd breathe you. I'd breathe you in.
Oh,
that's my mom, dude.
Jimmy's mom. If you turned to dust, I'd put you in a locket.
Whoa,
Jimmy's so mom. I already asked you twice to marry me, and you said no both times. So I'm actually bowing out of this fight.
Okay, so he is mysterious. Okay, well, sweetheart, you know what? I'm making you a promise. After I finish this season of Handmaid's Tale, I will stop drinking. I want to finish this season. And then I'll stop drinking the fountain.
And Jimmy, I'm making you a promise. The second pube that I grow, I'll give to you. Because what are bros if bros don't give pubes to their bros that can't grow them on their own yet?
Same here, Jimmy. And I don't have any promises. I mean, I will give you my second pube, but I have more questions and an answer.
Okay.
Okay.
The answer is extra toasty Cheez-Its for the snack I'd like to eat forever.
Oh, really good one. Really good one.
The question is, Jimmy? 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 Why do you hang around with kids? Jimmy? Oh, Jimmy. Why do you hang around with kids? Now I know that you can't grow old, but I feel mentally it's weird that you hang around with kids.
Oh, yeah. Wait. Huh. Actually... Jimmy, my grandpa. You're actually older than my grandpa. But you are hanging out with me, and I'm wondering if you ever see in that that's weird, because you're older than my grandpa.
Jimmy, I don't have a grandpa and I never did, but you are older than my dad, and that's weird, and no, I won't explain the grandpa thing, I'm mysterious.
I got more questions. Way more questions. It's about the grandpa and a bunch of other things. But Jimmy, why do you hang with kids?
I'll tell you why I hang with kids.
Tell us why.
I'll tell you why youth are my friends.
Tell us why.
It's because socially that's acceptable. If you are all the same age range,
right?
If I hung out with your grandpas, you'd be like, grandpa, why you hanging with that kid?
That's true.
That's right.
That would make it weird for them, even though we'd have more to talk about.
Ball pros, I love watching you live.
Each other sleep, but also watch each other live
forever.
Watch each other live.
Watch each other live.
There's a way we can do this forever.
Oh yeah, let's go drink from that mountain.
That's what we learned. We should drink from the fountain.
No.
And we can watch each other live forever.
No, why would you tell? It's a curse. I've been trying to communicate.
The window.
Of all the questions you're going to ask. No, don't do this.
And jump.
What on earth?
Slide down the pergola, pergola.
Don't.
Oh, now I'm so tired.
I am tired.
I'm almost to the fountain.
One more step to the fountain. Everlasting was wrong. That book's really stupid.
Maybe when I wake up, I'll take a drink from the fountain. But for now, I'll just... Oh, Spencer's went to sleep and now he's walking back towards the kitchen.
Checked out this cool I guess, walk.
Oh, wait, we're going to see what food Spencer would eat. Because it's whatever his subconscious picks.
And a little bit of cow. Oh, it's a cool walk. And a little bit of tree.
Cow and tree.
And a little bit of cow and a little bit of tree.
He's got
and
all
put
four
it in the oven. And quiche Lorraine. And I wake up.
Quiche Lorraine.
Hey, I just woke up and I realized I didn't even have a single nightmare.
Walter, wake up!
Huh?
Walter, wake up!
What
I just told you, I bet you can't fall asleep that fast, and then you fell asleep for like an hour.
Wait, what? Are you
Remember
serious?
Remember, we were going through all four of us, and we were like, first we're going to watch Spencer sleep.
Yeah.
And then we were like, now we're going to watch you sleep. And then you fell asleep so fast.
And you sleep hard, man.
You
sleep
hard.
And you were mumbling about like fountains and hot moms.
Eternal
and
life.
And it's weird. Jesus.
Wait. You're
Cows
telling me,
trees?
Jimmy, you don't got a fountain in the backyard? A magical fountain that keeps you alive forever?
Fountain in the backyard? We live in an apartment.
There's no backyard.
There's no backyard.
Guys, I had a dream. We were all friends. And
Walter, I gotta stop you, man. No one likes hearing stories about dreams.
The end! That was
Sleep Over and Over Again.
The musical.
With the Doughboys, Nick Weiger and Mike Mitchell. Oh my gosh. Thank you so much for being the true best.
You guys, thanks for having us.
Oh gosh.
Everybody here already knows to listen to Doughboys, but if you don't, well, what you doing?
What you doing? Go listen to Doughboys.
What you doing?
Excuse me?
What you doing? But is there anything else you'd like to plug or discuss?
Mitch has a movie coming out.
Tomorrow War.
Whoa.
What?
Tomorrow War, July 2nd. Check it out on Amazon Prime Video.
Hell yes, Tomorrow War.
Yeah.
Hell yes. Fun stories I know about Mitch being a real sweetie pie shooting in Atlanta.
Oh, man. I had a blast with a friend of all of our pods, Jen D'Angelo.
Yes.
Yes.
The best.
Yeah. The best around. congratulations again on the success of the Doathon. Wow, hats off. And really great. Hats off to you if you feel like switching your hats. And give it up for Scott Passarella, King of Pianists, Pianist of Kings.
Brett Morris on the frets. Brett Morris, definitely when the chord hits.
Give it up for Dana Wiggins on the stickins. Thank you, Sean Matthew Leary. Thank you for everyone who's a member over at offbookclubhouse.com. You can watch a video of this episode.
And you can support the show. And we'd love to have you there. And thank you so much for all of you who really make the show possible.
And as we say at the end of every episode,
if your sleepover is weirder than it seems,
well, guess what? It might be a dream. Bye!
If your sleepover is weirder than it seems, it might be a dream. Bye!
Bye!
See ya!